Hello, this is Sarah. Thank you for giving us a call at customer support. Can I start by grabbing your zip code?
Sure, 28721.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Amanda Caldwell.
Great, thanks. You did say 28721?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. All right, Ms. Amanda, give me 1 second. Let me get it loaded here.
Okay.
All right, I found your order. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
67 Hennessy Street, Clyde, North Carolina, 28721.
Thank you. I do see. Give me 1 second. I'm getting your order loaded up, and I'll be able to verify what you ordered. All right, thank you for being patient, ma'am. Just give me one more second. It's still loading. All right. So it does look like here, it looks like you ordered the free gift as for the Wi-Fi booster for $7.45.
I did not do that. I don't know who had access to my account. Of course, my account got hacked somehow, so I had to change cards. But so that's why I was calling to get all this canceled off of my account, because this is a reoccurring fee that's coming out of our account every month.
Yes, it is. I'll explain to you the reason you're being billed, and then I'll send you over to our fraud department if you're stating you did not order the free gift for the Wi-Fi booster.
I thought that's who I was talking to, because I just talked to someone. They said they were sending me to the fraud department.
Okay, it is. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
So I have to see that. All right. So this looks like two things were done, actually. So it looks like first there was a free gift for a Wi-Fi booster on December 14th. That was for $7.45. And then it looks like there was a chance to win for kitchen equipment as well for $7.95 on November 25th. Have you placed either one of those orders originally?
No, okay. No, that was not me.
All right. So the charge that you were calling in, is that about the $56.95?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason it billed that was whoever, you know, enrolled into the kitchen equipment for $7.95 mm-hmm. back on November 25th. Basically, mm-hmm. that's a sweepstakes you enter in to win it. If you don't cancel it uh-huh. out, it enrolls you into uh-huh. like a 3-day free trial where it's priced uh-huh. at $56.95. And what that provides you with is a $125 voucher that you would receive through email to redeem off of the discount gadget store. I can go ahead and start the fraud claim today. Of course, just want to explain to you the reason you was being billed. Can you go ahead and verify okay. the last four of your card that's being billed?
I think it's 2874. Maybe that's not it. Hang tight. Let me find
it. Yes, I say you almost had it. You just had the letters mixed up.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me grab my card.
Okay.
2784.
All right. Thank you for that. And then it looks like, go ahead and verify your email address for me.
a.caldwell22@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. When this account was created, it does look like a phone number was placed on the order. Do you know of a number related with this one? It's 828-627-1344.
No.
All right. That was phone number placed on the order. They did put your email address on file as well. Do you know of anyone in your household that could have placed these orders?
No.
All right. All right, we can go ahead and file it as fraud. We just want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False okay. claims of fraudulent charges will result into penalties such as a fine. As long mm-hmm. as you're sure no one in your household placed the original shipping and handling order, then we'll go ahead and start the claim for you today.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, you're welcome. And it actually looks like the IP address, which is either the computer or the mobile device that it was ordered from, it shows the mm-hmm. IP address goes back to your address. So someone ordered it in your household. It's kind of hard to do mm-hmm. a fraud claim on something that matches back to you. Of course, we can still do it if that's what you want us to do. We just, of course, don't want you to be billed back in about a month or so.
The whole reason of me calling is I just want this canceled. I don't know, like, how I can do this. I just want it canceled, so I won't be billed for this anymore.
Yeah, we did cancel it. You're not going to be billed anymore in the future.
Okay.
All right, so you don't want us to do the fraud procedure here?
No, I mean, I didn't even know what that was. But I just wanted this canceled because I didn't know, like, how this was coming out of my account. So I'm not wanting reimbursed for it or anything. I just want it stopped.
Okay. We'll make sure it stays stopped, ma'am. Do you want to write down a cancellation confirmation number?
I do.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for that.
I am ready.
All right. So that's going to be C as in Charlie. 263. 616.
186. Okay.
And that's it. And we got you all canceled here.
Okay. I appreciate that so much.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. You have a great rest of your New Year's.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.